I want to take just a moment to read a few verses that God laid on my heart. I was asking the Lord what He would have me to share just for a brief moment when this cantata came to a close. And the Lord laid a couple of verses on my heart that I wanted to share with you. And one of them is found in Luke chapter number 19. I'm going to take just a moment to open my Bible to Luke chapter 19. We'll be very brief, but I want to just give you a few verses that the Lord's laid upon my heart. I started to think as I was working with the choir and we were working with the script and the message behind the script, and I started to think that there was an overwhelming theme that kept coming up in this cantata that the Lord laid upon my heart as I was just searching for what verse or what passage of scripture I could read at the very end. And the thought that God continued to give me on my heart was the fact that these individuals in our cantata, they were working hard to try to meet a need, weren't they? They were working to meet a need. For some, it may have been a personal need they were trying to meet. First, the pastor, as he got up and he talked about how the church was going to raise some money for a needy family, just trying to meet a personal need, trying to meet a financial need. Really, we would say it this way, a materialistic need that a family would have at Christmas time. And so we want to try to raise some money, he said, to be able to meet that need. And then as the money was given to the family, of course, then the missionary came in and he talked about a great need that he had. And it was a financial need again, a materialistic need to try to raise some money so that we could be able to put a roof on a church building so that people could be able to sit under that church building, a roof, and be able to, in a dry place and a comfortable place, hear the gospel. And so there was a personal need that needed to be met, a materialistic need, a financial need that needed to be met. But all of these needs were really trying to be met for a greater reason. The purpose of trying to meet the materialistic and the financial and the personal need is so that ultimately we could point people to our Savior, point people to the Lord Jesus Christ. And so that reminds me, and I want to read a few verses, it reminds me of the one who came to meet the greatest need that we had. See, the greatest need that we had when Jesus came to earth wasn't a financial need, and it wasn't a materialistic need, it wasn't a personal need. The greatest need that we had that needed to be met by the Savior of the world who came was a spiritual need. See, we were in the darkness of our sin, and we needed a light to come. We needed a Savior to come. We needed a substitute to be able to take our place. And the Bible gives us several verses in Scripture that teaches us this truth, that that's why Jesus came. In Luke chapter 19 and verse number 10, the Bible says this, "For the Son of Man," this is Jesus speaking here while He was on earth. He says, "For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." You see, that's why Jesus came, because He realized that we had a great need, a need that we could not meet on our own. We needed a Savior to be able to come so that that need could be met. The Bible says that Jesus says in Mark chapter number 10 and verse number 45, that Jesus says, "I didn't come to be ministered to." Jesus said, "I didn't come so somebody could serve me." He said, "But instead I came to minister to others." My desire, Jesus said, was to serve others. And then He said at the end of that verse in Mark chapter 10 and verse number 45, He says, "I've come to give my life a ransom for many." You see, Jesus came because He realized what the greatest need that we had was. That greatest need was a spiritual need. It was a need of a Savior who would come to pay the price for our sin, because we could not pay the price for ourselves by ourselves. The Bible says in John chapter 10 and verse number 10, it says that the thief comes to steal and to kill and to destroy. But Jesus said, "I have come that ye might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly." So we had a great need, didn't we? Because we were sinners. But Jesus came to meet that need. One of the songs the choir sang had the title, "To Love is to Give." You see, Jesus said in John, the book of John, the Gospel of John, He said, "Greater love hath no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends." Jesus was willing to sacrificially lay down His life for every one of us as sinners, so that we could have the opportunity to put our faith and trust in Him, ask Him for forgiveness, receive the gift of salvation, and be able to have the greatest need that we had in our lives met, and that is a spiritual need. So you might ask the question, well, how is it that a person can have this great need met? How can a person come to meet this Savior that came to seek and to save them, that came to give his life a ransom, that came that they could have life and that they could have it more abundantly? The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 7 and verse number 25, it says these thoughts about our Savior. He said that he is the one who is able to save to the uttermost those who come to him. The answer to that question this morning, how can I have this gift? How can I have this salvation? How can I have this spiritual life that is the greatest need that I have? The answer is this: you've got to come to him. See, he came to earth to die for you so that your greatest need could be met. And there has to be a time in your life where you come to him. Did you notice that these children in this story, they so desired to raise this money, but not for their glory, but they wanted to see people saved. They said it over and over in the script this morning in our cantata. They were raising it because they wanted to give it to the church so that that needy family could have their needs met and then maybe even to have their spiritual need met. And you know, there might be somebody sitting here today and you're reminded today of the fact that you have a Savior who came, that you could, he came to seek and to save. He came that you could have life and that you could have it more abundantly. He came to give his life a ransom for many. And maybe you're sitting here today and that greatest need that you have in your life, which is a spiritual need, which is an eternal need, has never been met. Well, there's good news, because the Bible says that that need can be met today. You may ask the question, how can I come to know Christ? Number one, we've got to get to a place where we acknowledge and we admit our sin. The Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Every one of us are sinners. That's why Jesus had to come. We're sinners and we could not pay the price for our sin. But Jesus came so that we could have life and we could have it more abundantly. Now, there's something you have to understand about your sin. The Bible says that the wages of sin is death, which means that what we deserve as a result of our sin is to die and be separated from God for all of eternity. That's what we deserve. But God loved us so much, again, came to give us life, came to seek and to save, came to give his life as a ransom for many. He loved us so much that he sent his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to this earth. You see, what you have to understand about Jesus is that this Christmas season, we're celebrating his birth, but what we've got to remember is that he left the glories of heaven to come to this earth, to die on the cross for our sins. Born as a baby in that manger, grew into a man, had a period of earthly ministry, and then the Bible says he did what he came to this earth to do. He hung on that cross. He bled and he suffered and he died on that cross. Why? Well, to forgive your sins, to pay the price for your sin, because you could not pay it yourself. See, that's where grace comes in, because God gives to us what we do not deserve. See, I don't, because of my sin, I don't deserve to have an opportunity to go to heaven. And I sure can't pay the price of what I need to pay myself. But God says, I stepped in and I loved you so much that I sent my Son to die for you. So you may ask, well, how can I receive this gift? Just because Jesus died, does that mean everybody's going to heaven? No, there's a gift that God wants to give you. And the Bible says that that gift is open to whosoever. That means anybody. See, God died for the whole entire world. And he wants the children to understand this today. He wants teenagers to understand this today. He wants adults to understand this today, that you can have this gift. And so you may ask that question, how can I receive this gift? The Bible says that we've got to believe with our heart, confessing with our mouth, and call upon Jesus as our Savior. The Bible says in Romans chapter 10 and verse 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. In simple faith, praying and calling out to the Lord, saying, Lord, I realize that I'm a sinner. I realize that my sin separates me from you, but I know that you love me and you were willing to give your Son to die on the cross for me, and he was buried and he rose again. And Lord, I'm asking you to be the substitute for my sin, to pay the price for my sin that I cannot pay for myself. The Bible says this. We mentioned a minute ago that it says, for the wages of sin is death, but the verse goes on. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. That gift of eternal life Jesus wants you to have today.